our first home game. We come out the tunnel, we walking. Yo, let's go. We jumping. We whoo, whoo, whoo. And I fall, you know, because I'm 5'9". You know, everybody else is 6'2", 6'3". So I fall, and then Joe Webb grabbed me like I'm a pit bull, and he started shaking me like it was, like I did it on purpose.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
So then he just kind of pushed me out, and I just crawled out.
Let's take off, let's take off, let's take off, let's take off, let's take off.
And everybody followed me, and like it just sent chills. So from now on, we do it every week.
Yeah! I had the chance to be around Mike for a number of years in Carolina, and I know what he brings to the table in terms of leadership, the intangibles again, and what happens in that locker room on Monday through Saturday.
I feel funny doing it. What's up, people? Well, I think myself being a great presence in the locker room, I just like to have a good time. I'm so happy and always smiling, screaming, making jokes.
To help all they can. So we're put in this position, we can help, we're gonna do the best we can.
Whatever I can to make the people around me smile, because I appreciate life. I'm the definition of when everybody says, oh, I'm not supposed to be here, I'm supposed to be this and that. I'm literally not supposed to be breathing right now. I was born with a rare heart condition. You know, I had a sizable hole in my heart. You know, doctors told my mom they don't know if I'll make it through the night. If I do make it through the night, I won't be able to talk. I won't be able to walk right. I won't be able to probably live past 5 years. I'll need help with every aspect of life after that point. Doctors prepared me for surgery, prepared my mom and my whole family for surgery, go for final testing, and the hole had closed up. You know, so they was kind of shocked because they haven't seen it before. But the whole thing was a blessing, a miracle from God. I treat every day as it's a blessing. I wake up in the morning at 5:30, 6 o'clock with a smile on my face, grateful that I'm alive to be able to do what I can do, you know. So.
Yeah, here we go.
I love you.
Love you too, folks.
Lead this team for 4 quarters, baby.
All day.
Let's go. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah! There we go!
The toll dozer.
The toll dozer.
Toll dozer?
Toll dozer, I've heard that.
Who or what is the toll dozer? The toll dozer is me, and I am the toll dozer. I think because everybody, like, he like a big bowling ball, like a big wrecking ball that's trying to wreck the building, and that's just toll. He's coming through and wreck stuff. I started getting, like, tweets. The toll dozer is in the house. I see what you're doing now. I'm like, toll dozer? That's kind of catchy. I mean, it's the way I've always played.
Depending on who you are, you may see him in that way. I wouldn't call him that. You know, I would probably call him Teddy Bear. You know what I mean?
That might be me.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up? How you doing? There you go.
We do this all day.
What's up with it, everybody? I'm Mike. This is my baby girl, Milan. She's 5 months. This is my oldest headache, Michaela. This is my middle headache, Major. He's the tough one. And that's me. The wife is not here. She'll be back in like 35 minutes. With me having kids, having 3 kids right now, like, it's the best and hardest job in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so rewarding when you see yourself in their smile, when you see yourself in them and things that you remember doing. See you later, baby.
Really? That's what you gonna do? Just step right in the snow, huh?
I like bringing my son to the stadium just for him to get a gist of what daddy does when he goes to work. He knows daddy plays football, but he doesn't know the details and stuff that goes with it.
I try to get him in here as much as possible, just so he knows, you know what I'm saying, what it's like to be around the guys, locker room type stuff. He probably wants some chips.
What are you talking about?
The chips?
Told you.
Yeah. Having the Barbies in the locker room on Fridays is definitely a positive. Now I bring my son up just about every week to get his hair cut.
I didn't have a father growing up, so I learned like what I wanted to be by not having what I didn't have.
Just growing up as a child in a single parent home, it wasn't easy, you know, without a father in the household. It makes me want to give my kids everything that I didn't have.
Mama.
Being born with a hole in my heart, wasn't supposed to live past 5 years old, wasn't supposed to be able to have kids either. But now I have three.
Bless you. Sneezed all on my phone.
We gotta give them the best life possible and prepare them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, let me see you. But you're looking good, boy. You're looking like your daddy.
I want the off-the-field stuff to be remembered more than the football. I'm daddy 24 hours a day. I'm only told those are for 3 hours on Sundays.